I'm excited to introduce you to Bloom, an audio erotica platform with over 1,000 stories, guides, and audiobooks. If you like the content here, you'll love this platform. They have something for literally every mood. They put an emphasis on consent, ethical sex, and aftercare in all of their stories. Creating an account is free. Just visit bloomstories.com and sign up. If you want to upgrade your subscription, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Butter for Lube by Girl on the Net, read by Cheryl Blue. Today I'm thinking about butter, which is, I know, not the ideal lube, especially if you're vegan. But today I'm thinking about butter for lube. You're not meant to use butter for lube for a whole host of reasons, but something about the cloying, melting stickiness of it works for what I'm fetishizing at this moment. Today, I'm thinking about butter for lube. I'm thinking about a guy sitting with his head tipped back in a chair, dick so hard there's no give at all when you squeeze it, smearing butter on himself and inviting people to come and squash the slick yellow grease all over the shaft of his prick. Because lube, and specifically today, butter, highlights something that I can't get out of my head. It's the rock solid, no mercy, actually hurts when you touch it, erection. Rock-like, unsqueezable, shining with pre-cum. The guy who's tipped back in the chair isn't real, so I can draw him how I like. But don't think from the way I'm drawing him that he's the only way to be. It just so happens that right now, in this moment, I'm picturing a guy with a long, curved cock, the head pointing up and slightly back at him. As he smears butter on it, it twitches like he's about to squirt the first few drops of cum. The shininess of melted butter works for what I want. In this scenario, it plays the same role as a tight shirt or corset if my wank fantasy is all about tits. Butter, the melting, sticky, squishy give when you grab a handful and rub it into an unyielding prick, is a tool rather than the fantasy itself. The hot thing is his cock, how hard it is, and the way it curves towards him. The butter acts as decoration, to highlight and focus attention on it. And during the tedious dry heat of summer, I would love to grab a fistful of butter and reach out for the shaft of his dick. I'd revel in the squish as the grease oozes through my fingers. But the thing I'd love most is the moment when the butter has been squished to oil and all my hands have left to grasp is the diamond solid, aching throb of his cock. I'll get letters about this post, I'm sure. People will tell me that you're not meant to use butter for lube, especially when there are loads of excellent lubricants out there, which are body safe, condom safe, and which won't make your bedroom smell like a chip shop. And they're right. But it's my fantasy. And in my fantasy, butter for lube is fine. Putting both my hands into a bowl of it and gripping, twisting, and pulling at a frustrated guy's tight erection, that's fine too. And so fuck it. Today, I'm thinking about butter for lube. And a cock so hard you have to oil it. And a guy with his head tipped back in a chair who's throbbing like in a minute he'll shoot cum all over his stomach and chest. And I'll milk every drop of spunk out of his slicked up, butter-smeared dick. If you like this, you can find more of my work at tintedblue.com or more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.